1998, 1999. This is Ruth Hendrickson interviewing William R. Hughes for the Harford County Public Library. Okay, well, let's start at the beginning. Where were you born?
Up here off the mountain road. Don't know the address.
What did your parents do?
But my dad was a railroad engineer. My mom was a housewife.
Mm-hmm. Remember what it was like growing up there?
It was rough there. It was, mostly done hunting for food. You're doing depression. Rabbits and frogs, trapping, fishing, cutting wood. I remember that. Cutting an awful lot of wood.
That how you heat it?
Yeah. Roads were all dirt roads.
Where did you have to go if you were going to go to a store or something like that?
Well, there was two stores. They were right up there on Route 7 where No More's is.
Mm-hmm.
Now that is Joppa. They call it, everything Joppa now, but that was Joppa. That was the bus stop.
Huh.
Joppa bus stop.
Wow. Was Route 40?
There was a store there.
Was Route 40 in yet?
No.
So Route 7 was the major road then? Yeah. And where did you go to school?
Bleak Heights. One room school. I remember two teachers we had there. Only had one at the time. First one, she married one of the students. Her name was Haynes. And then we got Miss Gatchel later.
How many kids did you go to school with?
I guess about counting her brothers, it was about four, five, five.
Well,
we used to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Rain, snow, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And had no days off of rain or snow or stuff like that.
What's there now where the school was?
Church here. I'm not being in the church.
Mm-hmm.
But it's at the corner of Clayton and Senior Road.
Oh, okay. And then where'd you go from there?
Well, I went to the Army after a few.
Mm-hmm.
So,
where'd you enter the Army?
I thought I was trying to tell that before you even wanted to listen. I lived in that house over there. See over there?
Mm-hmm.
My aunt and my mother, they rented the cottage down on Bush River or something. You know, heater and everything.
Mm-hmm.
You go and swim and catch crabs, bunny crabs. Oh yeah, you just dip them up.
Wow.
Just go out the little boat and just dip them up.
Wow.
And of course, you see cigarettes here. There's a few of us boys walked up to Abington. When we're outside near the store up there, the grocery store. I'm gonna get some cigarettes.
How much did they cost then, do you remember?
Oh, I imagine 10 cents.
Wow.
And there's an Army recruiter here. And my brother and two friends, they came down the car to stay with.
Mm-hmm.
And two other friends. They were all over now, I think. So, the Southern Heat is a little more forward now, wasn't all. He started talking with the recruiter and all, and that corn service. So, he said, well, we're not going to go unless you take unless they took me.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked me how old I was, and I said, 15. What? said, well, the next time I ask you that, you tell me you're Asian. So they took us in.
Did your parents take the side?
They took us in. No.
No.
I got his parents.
Mm-hmm.
So they took us in the truck down here. They call it Asian area. Avenue area number one now with Mission area.
Mm-hmm.
It's Fort Hoyle.
Mm-hmm.
And he let me stay in the barracks about 4 or 5 days. I was on the way. Could be bananas, milk. And then the waiting room, I just waited on the button.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how much you had to write?
It couldn't have been too much. But anyway, I just
made it.
So then I got swore in. And then Barry Tran, that he's... I was already in a couple of days before he saw me. And he had some kind of a special arrangement. How old are you, son? 18. He said, how far he was in school? I said, 8 teachers. Did you think you'd better go back to school? I said, no, sir. So then they start giving us our recruits with them horses there. And it was rough there. We come all kind of galloping and charging and going through.
Had you ever ridden a horse before?
A little bit on the farm.
Uh-huh.
But I never rode a major.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it all started. A lot of good people there.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
It was tough. I was there 5 years.
And then where'd you go?
Where the war started.
Did anybody ever find out you were only 15?
No, I changed it when I, re-enlisted. I told the difference.
Mm-hmm. You could be 3 years younger now if you hadn't changed it.
That's true.
Well, where did you come from there?
Well, I went from, what the Abbey Proving Ground.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very fortunate enough, they thought I was very intelligent. Our guns was something like one had up there, a Texan armor plate and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So I got advanced pretty quick up there. I made foreman and tested all kind of guns, 16-inch gun, any aircraft, all kinds of ammunition, armor plate and all that. And then I said, well, I better get back in the service. Even that job would took Congress to fire me from it. Because
mm-hmm.
I was a veteran for one of that. But I got there and come to service. But the force field was short time. Well, a couple months for artillery training.
Mm-hmm.
And then I shipped out at Patrick Henry. Trains are so crowded. My wife rode to Richmond with me. There's no place for her to sit, and all she sat in the men's washroom in the washbowl.
Oh my.
She stayed overnight there. And I went out to Patrick Henry, which is a hard way to get to from Richmond. But anyway, I stayed there for about a week and then we shipped out overseas.
Mm-hmm.
To North Africa.
Did you serve with Patton?
Huh? Well, that sort of cotton down here at the Fort Meade before.
Is that right?
Yeah, that'd be the cotton down here. At least go on new or take our horses into the Fort Meade.
Mm-hmm.
And he was down there, he's firm.
Mm-hmm.
He only had about 6 tanks. They scared the hell out of the horses.
I bet they did.
And we, at night time, too.
So I didn't have to just say, you're now in Africa.
You're right. There were submarines. Spotted some of them in the area there, so we pulled in at the Rock of Gibraltar.
Mm-hmm.
And we kept the ship there for 2 days, and I guess we got them cleared out. Then we went over to North Africa.
Was the trip hard? Was the trip on the ship hard?
Oh, yes, sure. We packed them in nice hard.
Oh, no.
And the guy gets sick and all that. And when we eat, I just got to eat all the time. But it's just, and they had a table, like long tables, but what do you have is wide as this.
Mm-hmm.
And they go through this line, get the food, and put the tray, you stand up and eat.
Mm-hmm.
I get seasick and threw up all in the month.
Oh.
Some guys say, hey, they don't know what it is now.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Did you ever wonder what am I doing here?
Yeah, I thought that too.
Yeah,
but, I tell you what, I met an awful lot of people in the service. Yeah. Excuse my language, but a friend of mine told me, Sergeant Jesus, in the service, me a lot of nice people. He said, once in a while, you meet a no good, low down, rotten son of a bitch. But out here, it's just the opposite.
Oh, wow. Well.
It's just the opposite out here. People change so much.
And were most of them just kids?
No, I had some. Well, I met some people that were during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went first into service during
mm-hmm.
World War II.
Mm-hmm. Where'd you go from Africa?
To Italy.
Mm-hmm. That's where you saw combat?
Right.
Mm-hmm. I bet you can still remember that case if you think about it.
Oh, yes, I bet you can see it. And you had to have made a few friends you had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that I don't forget.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have reunions of the guys that you served with?
Yes, but that, I went to one here last month, but I was back to one.
Mm-hmm. You're right, though. The people in the service today don't have clues.
No, they don't have a clue. I wouldn't want to go on anything to talk about these guys again.
Mm-mm.
When I was a corporal, you know, I got me a corporal down here. I was under corporal. And while I was a corporal there, I had a room to myself. I had my name on the door and brass plate.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, go around the people want to keep their knock on my door. And when you told them something, they better do it. And they knew that.
Mm-hmm. When did you decide you were going to stay in the service as a career?
Oh, after World War Two, I come back. And See, the other meat don't feel too good anyway. I mean, they go back on a lot of that. I said, what are you going to reinvest? We give you a 90-day furlough. I'll be charged against it. And you can go where you want to. I'll have reinvested a 90-day furlough. And they sent me down to, after the furlough, I took my wife off to Canada. And then they sent me to Fort Lee, Virginia, to advance administrative school. That's why I asked you if you could find me about this trial of John David Pillow.
We looked. We couldn't find it. Couldn't find it. I had four people looking. You could tell me about it.
I just got to get the court records and all.
Where did you want to go? They sent you to Fort Lee, but where did you really want to go?
I want to go with my buddies to the... two of them. Maybe we want to go to France. France or Germany. So anyway, when my schooling was down here, I know they're going to send me something. So I thought, well, I want to look for my own assignment. I could, so I went to the Pentagon. And I guess he used a song in the clip just to see him here. Pretty nice fella. And I told him I was going to be reassigned and I didn't know where. But I would like to stay here on the... I said he wouldn't let me go overseas. But I said I could sign on the East Coast, so he's got some kind of a... follow out and you start needing off a couple places you want to go to Fort Jackson, you need a couple places down there. I said, no, I don't care for that. I want to get someplace around here. And he said, you want to go to Fort Jackson, New Jersey? I said, no, I came back from there. I'm going to see if I come back to
him.
What about West Point? I said, I understand there's a lot of spitting powers up there. He said, no. He said, would you put them in there? They wouldn't buy you. I said, okay, I'll take West Point. They cut orders on me. And the 3-day trial time. So I went up there. At the time I went up there, we had these football stars that were great at that time, you don't remember. Blanchard and Davis, they were all over the newspapers. At least they always make a movie up there. Of course, I went down in my area. So I stayed up there. General Maxwell Dale was shooting from it. And he was a nice guy. Later on, he became the head of NATO and the chief of staff and everything else. And not my family liked it up there.
What did you do while you were there?
I was the, we had about 600 vehicles. And I was a shop foreman for them, then we would train the cadets.
If
you want to know that. when those college parades and
is that right?
Not for us, but right. For the cadets.
Mm-hmm. Did you like it up there?
Oh yes. Yeah, fine. Like that. Hey, yeah, you come down here back to at least twice a month.
Hmm.
We tried that.
Mm-hmm. How long were you there?
Close to 4.5 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And then where?
Then, I got a letter from my little boss at Aberdeen and wanted me to come back here. So I got discharged, went back to Aberdeen and took some guns and ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
And I, being that, my job was guaranteed, plus any promotion I would have got. I was he was the superintendent up there, so I was his assistant.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw a lot of me. And I was in charge of all the gun crews we had up there, plus the ones we had down here.
Mm-hmm.
And I go around checking on them and then make sure they put the guns in right, because they mm-hmm. blow up and stuff. And the career busted out. And and with that, I got to think, well, I want to drive back and forth the same route every day till I'm 6 years old, till I retire.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how that's going to be awful old after being in the Army. And more thought about it. So I'll come back in service. So I told him, name Mr. Rookie, I said, I think I'll go back in service. He said, well, don't talk like that. He said, that's crazy. He said, you've done your time in the service. And he said, I'm going to retire from this job next year, and this job is going to be yours.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, I went by. Now I'm going back in.
So it was just meant to be, I guess.
Right. So I had some friends down here. Not a whole bunch of them, but one or two particular.
Uh-huh.
I had some down here. They're Edgewood Chemical. So I'm the initial for the chemical school. And he was blowing up all this, we talked about all this hazardous waste down here. Well, we made a lot of it.
I'm sure.
We made a lot of it. We dug a hole. But there were all kinds of ammunition, gas, and phosgene, and rocks, and all those big holes in there. Blew them up. And some of them we took apart. A lot of them took apart.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty dangerous for the things we do. To save the brass.
Mm-hmm.
And then made a couple of trips across country. I went to Anderson, Alabama to pick up the ammunition we was going to take to Denver, Colorado. It was all loaded in the freight cars.
Mm-hmm.
I had a caboose on the end of it. And it was about four of us, maybe five. So we had to go out and do our shot and buy our food.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy would do the cooking. And we went out to went to Fort McCallum. I sat down at the table with Beckers one time. He was on the arm there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He always had people with him that was acting like their friends, but it was just you now, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, we had breakfast with him, just by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Cafeteria, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't the place else for him to sit and sit down, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, on that freight train, I look around, you know, on that caboose. You got your wheel on you, it's like cracking the whip. The beer was cooking on there. And when the train pulled over the side, you know, let a passenger train go by,
mm-hmm.
you walk along the cars checking for leakers. Leakers was really good mm-hmm. smelling. And the fog, you know, mm-hmm. mustard leaking. And if we did, we had to pull that car off to the side.
They wouldn't let you do that today.
Oh, no, man. Well, we used to take it to the trucks and things and all.
Mm-hmm.
We've done a lot of that. And then...
Did you ever have an accident?
Nothing. And then I was one, the first one was to test this blood. Nerve gas called G gas.
Mm-hmm.
So the group of us went out after Dougway, Utah. It was about 15 of us. Some officers and some NCOs in the South. And we spread that stuff all around. We had muck villages, right?
Mm-hmm.
And rations of food. Clothing, maybe vehicles, and we had them different angles. How big they were. And we have a suction pump inside them. We spread that spread it all around.
Mm-hmm.
And then we would go in there with peg made underwear on, 2 o'clock in the morning. And the rubber seats were about 18 miles out there in the desert.
Yeah, I've been there, I know what that's like.
Yeah. And we would be camming it. Be contaminated with the slurry, you know, and water, and different stuff in there, and
mm-hmm.
fire, one in there.
Did you know what you were doing when you went out there? Did you volunteer to do that?
No.
You just got assigned. Just got assigned.
No. They became a very good friend of mine. He's a lieutenant. I go out there and I see there's something matter with him. So I get a hold of him, I leave him in the alley there. Here we all had to be contaminated before we come out.
Mm-hmm.
They had a station there where they spray you all.
Mm-hmm.
Went up there. Trying to get contaminated. So anyway, we had doctors with us. AMs out there.
Was it scary?
Well, I was worried with him about him.
Mm-hmm.
He got him in the AMs. Got him back to Dougway. And got him on plane. You know, he survived.
Mm-hmm. Might not have if you hadn't dragged him out of there.
Right in the head. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's your pain to
mm-hmm.
shot at that.
Mm-hmm.
The doctor getting a shot out.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And later on, you know, in Japan together, I think it was Life magazine, they came over and interviewed him and I about the Simpsons being.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you know how dangerous it was when you were doing it?
Oh yeah, I knew. We knew that one drop got on your bare skin, you don't have it. We knew that.
I would think that was kind of scary. Which was worse, that or being in Italy?
Well, I was volunteering to go to Korea. See, Korea was pushing off pretty good at the time. Volunteer, go to Korea, just get the hell out of there.
So did you go to Korea right after that?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. And how long were you in Korea?
Exactly what
right.
I was.
Right.
In a couple of months. Well, I was only in Korea about 6 months. And then they need some skilled people like me back in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
The chemical depot.
Mm-hmm.
There's chemical depot. So I went back there. Then I got my family over in Japan.
Did you like Japan?
And I spoiled my wife. all them house sales. Stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. How long were you in Japan?
Oh, I guess I lived about 2 years.
Mm-hmm. What's the favorite place you ever was?
Right down here. It was ours.
It's so happy it's there.
It was ours. We used to average about 5 men a year killed down there and about 7 horses.
Huh?
Oh, she had pulled these guns. And caissons.
Mm-hmm.
You know the caissons,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you pull these guns. Yeah. I picked up there the gun.
That's
cute. A caisson followed behind it. And there's a caisson over there with a body on it, with a flag on it.
Oh, yeah.
But that carried the ammunition.
Uh-huh. What pulled the horses?
Oh, run away, fall down, and caisson turned over on him. That's what killed them too.
Uh-huh. Where did they get the horses from? Do you remember?
We got a remount someplace in Virginia. I picked the name of the place.
Mm-hmm.
The remount.
He remembers his horses, man. He loved that old horse.
Did he have your own horse? You assigned a horse?
Not everybody had their own horse, just the NCO.
Mm-hmm.
Most everybody had a horse.
Mm-hmm.
But most had two of them.
Uh-huh.
Because we worked as a team.
Uh-huh. And where did they have stables? Big stables for the horses?
Yes, that's what made that place pretty high. That's at the top of your waist up down there compared with it.
Yeah. Where were the stables?
You live in Denver?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know what they call it, whole gymnasium?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was our...
Oh.
That was our drill. They built that for us.
Uh-huh.
Every one of these, look one of a bunch of good-looking guys. They're all gone now.
Oh, what are they doing?
Young guys.
Kids.
He's got that at his party.
I'm impressed with these boots. Did you have to lace these boots all the way up?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And what's your horse's name? I gotta hear this.
Nellie.
Did you get to name her?
No.
It came pre-named. What happened to Nellie?
Well, they shipped all the horses out. Fort Bragg. This World War II.
Uh-huh.
Got rid of it.
When was the last time they had horses? like that in today's world, you know? 1940. Okay, now we're back in Japan. Where did we go from Japan?
I went to Fort Devens for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It was the operations sergeant for the chemical warfare school for the First Army up there. And then about that time I was getting my term of enlistment was up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I came back here to an old tech escort.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, I was in the army with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
We used to go up the rocks once in a while. Make a 2-day trip out of it, stay overnight. So I used to, I'm getting ahead of myself. When I first went in the army down here, the way we would do our recruiting down there, if our unit got short of men, they would send a couple men out. And I went to Elkin.
Did they send you by horse?
No. Now I'll pick up the truck. I went to Elkin. And then they told me, you better pick some good men. If you don't, if there's a bunch of trouble, maybe the good ones won't be hurting.
What's up about pressure?
Yeah. So I went to Elkin. And I think Fort Fox is a pretty good man.
How'd you pick them out? How'd you know they'd be good?
I talked to them, maybe. Went a police check on them.
Mm-hmm.
And some I brought back was pretty good friends. But anyway, after that, I was a guy on there. Put you and me up there in the bugler.
Oh, yeah.
You just barely see those parts.
Uh-huh.
I was a guy on.
Uh-huh.
We'd gone through Blair up to the rocks. And we passed in the National Guard Army there. And
uh-huh.
And I thought, yeah, I'd like to be in Blair here. You know, just thoughts on my mind. And let's say when I left to Fort Devens, I went on recruiting, got assigned on to.
Mm-hmm. What was that in the 50s?
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was recruiting in Baltimore. That's when the 120 niggas were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, half.
Mm-hmm.
They hadn't started blockbusting.
Mm-hmm.
They were just starting.
Did they separate recruiters?
Pardon?
Did they have separate recruiters? They blocked the
recruiters? We had one.
Mm-hmm.
He gave us a lot of trouble to us.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
Wife was cutting clothes up and thrown out.
Over and showed me where the guns had fired, the place to stay.
Well, anyway, I got the opportunity to come out here to Blair.
Mm-hmm.
So they give me a Harper's, Cecil, and Kempton.
And you, like headquarters, or the main office was in the armory in Bellevue?
Yeah, right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What else was in Bellevue at the time? On that street, the courthouse, obviously.
Yeah. thought.
Just lost his thought, Bobby.
Yeah,
that
hurts his mental health.
Mm-hmm.
At the American restaurant, corner restaurant, real restaurant, Belmar on Bond Street. With Court and Hardware
mm-hmm.
there.
So some of the same stuff.
People's Court was there on Main Street.
The movies.
The movies. Got a picture of my wife standing and moaning on Office Street there. No traffic at all, no cars parked there.
Do you know how many guys you recruited all together?
Well, it's pretty hard to say, but I know at least according to the awards I got,
mm-hmm.
which I got a lot of, tell me getting 50 men in 2 months, 100 men in 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. But they're all in the attic. Anyway, I was always on the top part of the team, they were very surprised because of getting that thing.
How'd you do it? What'd you promise them?
Well, I never told them no lies. I told them no lies. I've done things I shouldn't have done to get them in. Even there. I didn't make them dummies. I didn't go out to be out doing police check on them.
Uh-huh.
And, you had to give them the ASPT test out here, see if they were qualified enough to take the one that we send them to take the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to take the physical one, right?
Mm-hmm. Why do you think most of the people back then were willing to join the Army? What were they looking for?
Well, I could give them a choice of a lot of things. Some of it was good, some of it. Well, there's a couple of guys who want to go together. I can get them together.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a buddy system. And I can give them guaranteed school, which is basic training.
Mm-hmm.
If they want to go to the mechanic school, or they want to go to the clerk school.
Mm-hmm. You think that was the big thing, that that's they could get trained?
I could give them artillery, I could give them armored or
mm-hmm.
unity,
mm-hmm.
airborne if you want. So I could pretty well give them much of a choice, where they got your answer.
Yeah.
Just any place they wanted to.
Mm-hmm. But you think most of them joined because they wanted to get to schooling, or they wanted to get away from Harford County? A little boat?
Well, I had a couple of them get away from the parents.
Mm-hmm.
Had a hard time, huh? And a couple of parents wanted to get rid of them. And I had a woman call me, yep. I'm here at home here. Because I looked at it and I had this house built when I came back from school.
Mm-hmm. So you lived here while you were recruited?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they would call me here and Bill might want me. They thought I'd put their husband in the army.
She didn't want him, you probably didn't either.
And then I would have their mother's thing. That boy's up.
Did you ever turn any of them away and say, no, I don't want this?
Oh, yeah, I do it in nice way.
Uh-huh.
I treated them real nice. He didn't know I knew. From personal, I
mm-hmm.
knew he wouldn't make it.
Did you get to the point where you knew which ones would make it?
Well, I could tell pretty well.
Could you?
I could tell her. By the schools that they went to. North Harvard was a good school. I think there was a mental
mm-hmm.
test, you know. And Another one. Averaging with a little wishy-washy, maybe it would not, because I saw mother on the wall even in my street. But North Austin is popular, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Did you take any 15-year-olds?
No, I took some of them had your high school graduate school.
You still keep in touch with any of them?
This is one particularly. Long ago up with him and well put his brothers in too. And I put him in. He retired as a major.
Wow.
And been in Vietnam 3 times.
Wow. Did you ever keep track of the guys if you recruited them, or did you just not be able to do that?
No,
you
didn't be able to do that. But a lot of them used to come back and see me at the base of training. They'd stop by the army and see me.
Did they even tell you that you led them astray?
No, I hadn't had it.
Wow, you must have been honest then.
Never had one. No, I wouldn't tell no lies.
Mm-hmm.
I might have put something on a buddy system. They get the Jackson or a base training.
Mm-hmm.
They were only guaranteed the buddy system.
Too basic.
Too basic. Mm-hmm. They all chose something else. You know, like one chose administrator, one showing basic. That's when they went to. But anyway, when you wasn't together doing basic, I get one of the parents to by tell me that they were spread up. I'd call a Pentagon, I'd get it straightened out right away.
And how long were you a recruiter in Delia? Is that where you retired from?
Yeah, I was only, as far as I know, I'm the only man that retired from there.
Is that right?
Yeah, I had my CO come all the way down from Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
Retired me in the way.
Hmm. Were you ready to be out then?
Yeah, I had enough. I was up there. There were no more future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay in.
The Army was starting to change then too, wasn't it?
Yes, I was starting to change, right?
Yeah.
It sure was.
What year did you retire?
Well, 66.
Oh, so you've been there since some of Vietnam then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I went to Vietnam for a short tour over there
too. Mm-hmm. That had to be totally different from the experience you had in World War II.
Oh, yes. Now, I go to Aberdeen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to some soldiers. I go down here, Edgewood, once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Just to reminisce.
Mm-hmm.
To see how they tore it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I talk to some of the soldiers up there. And they tell me, if their commanding officer called a coronation, it was raining, and one of them got a cold, he could prefer charges against his commanding officer.
Oh my. You want to be in battle with them, I guess.
All right. Yeah. I tell you, my experience of being turn to duty. They kept us all separate down here. We wouldn't even have to talk to none of the older soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
But they would take us over there and let us eat, and we'd get back out and back to our own separate bags.
Mm-hmm.
And you go into any time gap on maneuvers after some spaces.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 o'clock in the morning, we had to leave early to get the horses on the road, ready to get them on the road. And there was a lot of traffic for several reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they marched the four of us up to one gun section. We had a big corporal there. And then there were a named J.C. and the corporal, these 4 men were your men. He looked at it. Jesus Christ, is that the best of the times and business? That's all he got for you. Push his hat forward on the table. Some things on the table. He said, oh well. I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something, just something. He said, first one of you guys step out of line and don't do what you're supposed to do, you'll get my foot up your ass. That's how I got something to do.
Uh-huh.
And I was used to it all the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a different world now.
Yeah.
Maybe you got out at the right time.
Well, I was going to retire early. I was going to retire when I was 20.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I'm glad. So, I'm trying to get there on time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was, they're not going to let us go out. Because that time to come in, 15 didn't count.
Mm.
Not only, but a lot of guys that had done
mm-hmm.
it. And a lot of them turned down on retirement. So you had to make them years up. And Kennedy, he's going to tell you, and he said, he got him, he's going to change it. Which he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all of them should really get killed during World War II, you know, and also in Korea, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's also an age. So they did change it. So, meantime, all the time changes, I just waiting to wasn't changing all
mm-hmm.
the time in without that.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how dirty you're on the business.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's done. But he's supposed to get all medical benefits
mm-hmm.
for life, time he was and all.
Mm-hmm.
But then where is that?
Mm-hmm.
Then where is all done on.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is what Congress gives, Congress takes.
Absolutely. Do you remember how much you made when you first went in the Army?
$19.
Well, yeah. But why didn't you just retire when you got out of the service? You felt like you still needed to work, huh?
Oh, when I got out of service?
Yeah.
I was often shot up there and just talking about it.
Mm-hmm. You want to go back on the proving ground?
No, because my brother, he was up there, my brother stayed up there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out, used to being out with people all the time, being
yeah.
a recruiter. The job I had with the county,
mm-hmm.
I only had to go through that gate.
So what did you do for the county? Who was the county executive then? Do you remember? First one I remember is Anderson. When we came down here.
You saw Charlie Anderson?
Mm-hmm.
And Charlie was later.
Yeah.
In fact, Charlie was supposed to come down matter.
Oh, you party?
50s party. They had to go to Seattle for something.
So what did you do for the county?
Well, I worked inspector putting pipelines, water lines, sewer lines, long route 40 from Baser up to the Stepney.
Mm-hmm.
And all along more than Mill Road.
That was done in the 60s?
Yeah, the 70s.
Mm-hmm. And 70s?
Yeah, I worked 2 years out on there. Putting two pipelines in the Bush River that. That was a roughest shot. I'd say the men had.
Is that right? Right.
And it was dangerous. And either had nobody. I thought the only place to go out there. I'm not on there because I took the pictures.
Oh, wow.
I think that was the coldest, almost was the coldest one that we had on record.
Oh, my God. Do you have any accidents?
Amazing. Nothing serious.
Oh, yeah, we raced on that water.
We raced on.
How long did you work for public work?
14 years.
And then you finally decided you were going to retire?
Well, my wife got sick.
Well, you'd still be working, huh?
Might be. Well, I guess not because I had a stroke.
Uh-huh. So what was your favorite? What was the favorite thing you ever did?
Down here with the horses.
Was it? I bet there aren't many people that even remember all of that horses being down there.
Oh, no. They stand on the side of the road and watch this go up there.
Is that right? How many horses do they have down here?
About 1,000.
Wow. When did they stop using the horses in this service, do you know?
1940, they shipped them out.
I see, to me, that. Why did they decide to stop using them?
Well, they wanted to get these way behind time, you know. They didn't have no tanks or nothing up there. Armored vehicles.
Did they have a whole crew of people that took care of the horses, or did everybody else take care of their own?
Well, they had a veterinary there. They had a sick book for them, and they had their serial numbers stamped on the side of their neck.
Oh, well.
They come first.
Oh.
They came first.
Well. This sure does look dangerous, my God. I wouldn't want to be under any of these girders. How long did it take to put in this, all of this?
I guess close to 2 years.
And you had to go inspect what they were doing? To do safety inspection kind of thing? Wow. That's good, man. That was like the spring thaw.
I get missing out.
Yeah. My gosh.
That was my office.
This what? So was there nothing much down in Bush River when you started doing all this?
No, I never saw a crab.
Is that right?
Ain't fish or nothing for it.
Wow.
The whole time we went across there.
Was the car they pulled out?
See some ducks. No, we used to take out on it. Yeah, we used to take out on take supplies out on it.
Oh, and even team of you.
Right.
Wow.
That's me standing on Saturday.
It's just in the hat and the, wow. What were you doing with the tank? You got a tank?
I was putting gas in the bottom.
Huh. Did you like this job?
Pardon?
Did you like this job?
Yeah, I liked it. I told her. I told the contractor. And he said it off. Oh, and I said, what? And he's smart any engineer we had in Blair.
Huh?
I said, Fred, I wouldn't work out there for $1,000 a day, Fred.
Huh?
He said, yeah, I know, Bill.
Huh?
He said, don't tell the guys that.
Do you know how much it costs to put all this in?
No, I don't know.
You're looking really dapper there. You're looking like the boss. When did you retire from this one?
1980.
Must you finally decide to take it easy?
Yeah.
Is there something to change about your life? Does it change anything?
No, I don't think I would.
Oh, wow. Not too many people could say that. That's really wonderful.
But, of course, I ain't saw all of the world, but I saw
enough, part of it, didn't
you? I saw enough of it that there were... But the other parts I wouldn't want to see.
Yeah. You still wanted to come back to Hoffa County?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you a story on that. My friend was in, he and I was in, he was local around here till he's passed away now, I'll tell you. We had it when we come from Korea back to Japan. We had a choice to go any place we wanted to go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Fred, let's go find my other time. He said, no, Chicky, please. There's a lot of places in Harvard County you haven't seen yet. And how true, and that was a true statement.
Yeah.
Because if, let's say I was a recruiter here for part time, I don't know Harvard County anymore.
You know what,
folks
over there, nothing?
Nothing, boy.
I could have some more coffee, Elsie.
Okay.
Elvis came in.
By that long ladder. Yeah. Somebody took her. I was gone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well,
remember
when the light went off over there?
Yeah.
This job was overwhelming. Wow.
Nobody would even come out to see me.
Is that right? Oh, my.
I got to be out here and take care of my birds and the squirrels and the
chick box. This looks like you're lucky. You must have been... keeping good eyes on this to not have accidents with all this stuff going on.
And he passed away with a prostate joint cancer, and he called me from the hospital once in a while he was in the hospital. He's like going there a lot soon. And he told me what to his phone before he died. He told me twice. He said, Billy, he says, I love you.
That's a good friend.
Yeah.
That's a good friend.
Probably know where his wife owns a Swan Creek golf course.
Oh.
That was his.
Okay.
You go back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's not too far from me. I live a mile in the boat. To my mother's side of it for me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Probably knew it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest change you think you've seen in Harford County?
The biggest? My language, these niggas loading in here.
Yeah.
All this dope.
Yeah. I guess Edgewood has really changed a lot with that.
Well, Edgewood itself. It's not Edgewood itself.
Yeah.
Edgewood is like a nice little town. They had a nice little bar there.
Mm-hmm.
They had a little variety store in there. And the people are there, if the people come out here then.
Yeah.
They call it Edgewood, they call it all these housing developments up in Edgewood. I was back there when they put that up in there.
Uh-huh.
That's what done it.
Mm-hmm.
All these 16 houses are done.
Yeah.
And the government quarters that they have for the military doing a clean over and all.
Mm-hmm.
So they turned them over and made them.
Yeah.
16 houses.
What was here when you built your house here? Was it just still about a small community?
Always.
Mm-hmm. But that's all over Harvard County, the loop and all that.
It's always.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I used to know everybody one time. I used to know everybody. I didn't know all persons.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing the way they always from Magnolia, always up to Paulson.
Yeah.
I mean, for that one.
Uh-huh.
I'd say the name and all of it. Each house.
Mm-hmm. Now, I guess we're all lucky if we know the people that live next door.
Okay.
Yeah. The same. Well, I say thank you for sharing. It's been wonderful. You have any wonderful things? I know you never went to jail. You said that in the paper.
Well, he went too quick. He didn't know what he was.
He's got an interesting
time. I tried telling him how nice. Poor hole is a people in police for you.
Mm-hmm.
He's got horse trailer down here.
Yeah.
In that gym there, we had a grain can in the balcony up in there where people watch their horse trailers and all in there.
Wow.
They had a nice theater down there.
Mm-hmm.
They got a conference room there.
Yeah.
I saw Gone with the Wind down there when he first met.
Is that right? Yeah, there's great places on Etsy that are really pretty. Really pretty.
And, the grounds are all kept nice, the stables all painted up nice.
Yeah.
See the horses all in the corral, they're out there crazy.
Oh, that would be fun. This must have been one of the places that had more horses than almost any place else, wasn't it?
What?
Did they have more horses here than they had almost any place else?
Yeah. Well, they use them for, you know, to pull our guns, you know.
Uh-huh.
You ever see that picture? It came out on television a couple of times, and it's called A Point of Honor.
Uh-huh.
Well, that was to show you what the color of the horse is in. The cause is going to kill them all because horse team has to feed them.
Yeah.
That's when he took the stables away from the cows. He was cutting down so we could build a motorized horse.
What happened to the horses when they retired? Did they go to the glue factory or did they go?
They wouldn't sell them. They shoot them before they sell them.
Okay.
Before they sell them to somebody to shoot them in.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do you have any horses floating down here, don't you?
No.
It's somebody out of favorite. Like your belly, huh? Whatever happened to your favorite horse, you know?
No. He got the brag. I don't know what happened to him. We all got trucked with other horses.
Which was easier? The horse?
No, the truck was easier.
What? Did you ever ride a horse after you got out of the service?
Yeah,
Did you? Well, I'm sure thank you because this has been really fascinating. You sure had an interesting life.
All alone.
You sure have had an interesting life.
Did I tell you when that you went to Gettysburg?
No, you didn't tell me that one.
The Barry I was in.
Uh-huh.
Two Barrys. They call it the first shot battery, even though the battery was
They
fired the first shot during World War I.
Wow.
But anyway, he called the first shot battery. He picked us, let our battery go to Gettysburg.
Mm-hmm.
1938. So, we went up there and Roosevelt was up there. And that's when they lit the internal flame up there.
Mm-hmm.
And see all big black, all in the field out there. And these Civil War veterans were coming down, look at their horses.
Oh, wow.
And their guns, and we talked to them. They would tell us about different places that they had their battles.
Uh-huh.
And we put on a show for them, the had four guns. You call them guns. Gal down here. He fired then the gal by the hookup to the hookup.
Wow.
They all went along and along. They threw the crutches in the air.
Oh, wow. Wow. Did you ever fall off the horse?
Oh, I didn't fall with him. Oh. Before he fell off.
Uh-huh.
God, I hope.
Fall on you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's had our own competition down there. We had push shows, jumping, and stuff like that. We had runaways. We come back from Wharton Mountain Time, and when the case on wheels hit a stop sign, we come back with us, and they train. And we had the CO at that time, he had a motion here, said that before we come to a halt, to rest, the horses, we dismount first and walk for about 5 minutes to let the blood circulate more than horses back.
Mm-hmm.
And as well, we dismounted when that happened. And then horses took off.
Oh, my.
So we had one man still, two of us still.
To stop doing that then? Getting off of them?
I don't think we've really done that many more
times. You can learn the lesson, I guess. You ever own your own horse after all that?
Right.
Did you?
Getting born way up here.
Did you? I wonder how many people know that there were all these horses and things it is, but I never had heard that story before because I haven't been here that long. But it seemed to lose that story.
Well, I say my first coming around there. We have people been there. We've been World War One. Mm-hmm. Now they've been in Fort Valley, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Fort Hood, Texas. Out of there. And he told me, and she shook it. You know, one thing about this place, the most beautiful place in the army. They've even been to Hawaii, Tokyo.
Uh-huh.
Because it's the most pretty place in the army.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that.
Yeah.
And I kind of realized that, what they were saying, and I went to West Point. West Point's pretty, but it wasn't. It was a different time. Yeah, it's a lot of life.
Okay. Uh-huh. Hmm. Well, it's wonderful. There's not a job that you really love. You do things that you like to do. You don't have to get up and go stab your head every day.
Well, there's a couple things I like to do in the
career.
Well,
I'm sure. Yeah.
The good times surpass the bad times.
Yeah.
And I met a lot of good things. Like I told you, you need a good son of this.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. But would you be happy in the Army today, do you think?
Oh, no.
Today?
No. I'd be in the guardhouse.
And then you'd have to change your I never went to jail.
Yeah, I sure would. And I'd say, hey, you're a big ears. You get your ass over there. You're a big feet. You can pass.
Wouldn't work today. Well, I sure thank you for spending your time with me because it was really fun. I learned a lot. I had a good time.
Yeah, all these little pictures, all these girls, they do the job. I was there.
I was there.